Virginia's push to have the Washington Commanders build their new stadium in the Old Dominion took a major step this week. Both the State House and Senate in Richmond expressed bipartisan support for a measure to put up a huge stadium complex somewhere in Northern Virginia. This is happening even as owner Dan Snyder faces an investigation by Congress regarding an accusation of sexual harassment and demands a previous report about rampant sexual harassment at the team be released. Dimitri speaks with Washington Post Virginia politics reporter Laura Vizella about what's been done so far in Richmond to bring a Commander's stadium, possibly to Loudoun or Prince William County.
We're still a long way away from final legislation, but both chambers have passed bills that would create a stadium authority that would oversee construction and financing. There are differences in those two bills. Before anything could get to Governor Youngkin, they would have to work out those differences and send him one piece of legislation. He seems inclined to sign something. Of course, the devil's always in the details, but he has very publicly said he's on board with the concept.
I understand there may be a casino element, maybe some shopping. They're trying to make this like a huge complex, right?
Right. Senator Saslow, who carried the bill in the Senate, described it as a mini city. And so there would be the stadium, and even the stadium portion would be intended for use for other entertainment, say concerts, other sports, that sort of thing. But then beyond that, a massive retail, entertainment, and even residential component, hotels, conference center, a really huge development, not just a stadium out in the field somewhere.
Are you hearing from critics who are concerned about the tax element here that Dan's not would end up paying very little and taxpayers would be paying a lot to put this together?
Well, we haven't had too much pushback yet. The team or developers would not reach in and take any existing state revenue streams. However, the stadium portion of the development only, the developers could get a chunk of the tax revenue generated directly from that portion. That is state tax money, but the argument is this is money that wouldn't have been generated had there not been a stadium there. And the larger portion of the complex would not be subject to that. And so the state would not guarantee the bonds either. Those revenue streams would support the repayment of the bonds, but the state wouldn't be on the hook if somehow there's a default or, you know, something along those lines.
So I guess to sum it up, for people concerned about taxpayers really being hosed here, they already seem to be building in some protections.
Right. I know. I'm not saying that there might not be some folks who are popping up. Certainly, Dan Snyder has his critics. There were some efforts to try to amend the bill to say that it couldn't go forward unless the team made that investigation public, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, there are certainly people who are critics, but it's not a situation where the state would be coughing up $1 billion to build the stadium for them. They would, over time, get a cut of these revenues. Again, I'm not saying that's good or bad, but it's a little different than how it used to be, where the state is actually building somebody a stadium. We saw pretty significant bipartisan support for the legislation. I think people see it as a major economic development project and are willing to hold their nose if they don't like Dan Snyder.
That is Washington Post Virginia politics reporter Laura Vizella.